I'm 36.
And I'm Bonnie, and I'm 6, and right now I'm practicing riding my bike. I haven't done it in a long time, but actually I've been riding my little baby one at my mom's. And guys, I just told my dad this story that I was riding my bike. We were talking about like when my friend ran into a curb or something and got in a bike wreck, and her face got all messed up and she lost teeth and everything and she got scratched and everything. So then I started telling him the story of at my mom's, I was riding my little bike and it's not very strong, so it collapsed and I got scratched by a crazy neighborhood dog.
It's really a tiny scratch. It looks like it was a neighborhood chihuahua.
Yeah, but it was a pretty big dog. It just was old, and it. I know the dog.
It couldn't scratch very hard.
Yeah, it couldn't scratch very hard, but it's just a tiny scratch.
It was more like a tickle. You fell off your bike and you got tickled by the neighborhood dog.
No, it wasn't a tickle. It actually kind of did hurt, but it I did not cry at all. I was kind of like,
So you were laughing.
Yeah,
so he was tickling
hurt.
You.
It hurt so bad, so I kind of laughed. Or no, mm-hmm. It didn't hurt at all. Like, it kind of hurt, you know, what I mean, like when you, like kind of that feeling where you push down on a bruise and it like feels like that. It didn't really hurt. And then I laughed.
I laugh when I get hurt. Sometimes too, if it's
once,
stupid.
Once, he got hit like by a baseball ball.
Oh, you're talking about the funny bone?
Yeah, on the funny bone right here. And he started laughing. It hurt so bad he laughed.
Me and my friend, when we were 13, were driving golf balls out in the woods, and I went out to get mine, and I said, "Don't hit that golf ball," and he hit it, and what are the chances it would have hit me right in the funny bone?
If she's free to play. Wait, no, that's not him. I don't think. No,
that's not him. Bonnie thought she saw her friend's dad down the street.
So she could play.
The most recent time I laughed whenever I got hurt was, I might have said this on the podcast, I don't know, but it was a few weeks ago. I mowed over a hornet's nest. Must have been a nest in the ground, but I got stung by no less than 50 hornets in the head, the inside of my thighs.
Okay, first of all, you tell everyone different things. You tell everyone that I got bit by or stung by more than 50 hornets. I got stung by 50 hornets. I got stung by 60 hornets.
So you think my numbers are changing?
Yes, you're changing numbers.
I changed my phrasing. I've always said at least 50. And this time I said no less than 50. And actually, you might be right. I might have started out at 35 to 40 and bumped it up to 50. But that's how stories go. You know, that's how fish stories go. Next year, it's going to be I got stung by 2,000 hornets. And you'll have to call me out, please. Or you could just laugh because it makes the story better. But a classic laughing at getting hurt. You're not tall enough to have this happen to you yet, or weighty enough, but someday you'll have a rake sitting in the yard and you'll step on that rake and it'll slap you in the forehead.
I've seen that on America's Funniest Videos before, and it was so funny.
I've done it no less than 48 times in my life.
No less than 48 times.
All right, we're up on the top of this kind of a hill. It's an incline. And let's go ahead and...
After this, we're going to ride back to here, ride back, and then I'm going to go inside.
Oh, you're done?
Yeah. I'm getting...
It is humid, dude.
It's so humid. It's not even hot. It's just humid.
That's right. We haven't even reached 100-degree days yet. Maybe we have. But...
Yeah, we have. Actually, in Deer Creek, we have at my mom's. Hey,
hold on. I got you.
I'm going to go fast. I got you.
Turn... We're going to try to turn into the driveway. Turn that way. You might hear a wreck here.
Oh,
turn. You're not turning. I got you. All right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Did I say we're still on training wheels, by the way?
Yeah, because I haven't learned in a long time, so I kind of forgot.
That's my fault. I've neglected this. There's only so many.
I'm going fast, guys.
There's
Bye.
Only so many hours you can dedicate to. To advancing your kids in certain aspects, and we've chosen to pursue the piano and and certain other inside learning ventures, and sort of neglected the athletic sports thing, but we need to get back into it. I feel guilty. I had bought her some little boxing gloves, and
we
were hitting mitts.
I pressed my brake.
Yep, you got it.
We still have my boxing gloves up in my closet. I want to do that.
Yeah, let's go do that, okay?
No, not right now. I want to go back and then back again.
Oh, and Maisie from Alaska wrote back to us and asked Bonnie to ask her questions about herself, and I thought that was a great idea. So did Bonnie. We sent her questions. I'm going to check our email, see if she's answered those. It might have to be next week, but we just want to say thank you, Maisie, for writing in with those, with that request. Anybody,
look, I want to see if
we'll ask questions of anybody. Just write us.
Nope, it won't hit me in the face.
No, Bonnie's trying to get hit in the face by a rake.
Okay, guys, so we're back, and I was playing outside with the dogs, and it just randomly, oddly started raining. Randomly. This is the next day, tomorrow, or...
Today morning.
So... This is the next day, and we're making a fort right now, but it's not raining anymore. It's kind of just, like, sprinkling, so, yeah, but today I'm going to my mom's. Yes, it is Tuesday. So my mom has this thing, and it's called Rock Camp. It's called Rock Camp for Girls, and it's, like, a rock camp thing where you, like, do music and stuff, and it's, like, no, like, boys allowed. Only, like, the girls' parents, like, only the girls' dads can go. Like, no boys allowed. So it's, like, rock camp for girls. And I get to go there. Me and my sister get to go there. My cousin, her name is Bella. She's going to try to do it this year. It's her first time there. And then I get to see my mom there and all of the girls there, which is going to be really fun. So I'm going there today, and it's going to be really fun.
You don't
so
get to be a camper yet.
I have to. I can be a camper next year, but you have to be 9 to start it. But Carter, she's my mom's friend, and her name is Carter, and she's like the boss of the whole camp. And I'm really special to her, so I can start when I'm 8 and not 9.
Blanket fort finished. You can throw the rest of these blankets.
Blanket fort finished!
Got all your stuffies, your baby blanket.
Okay, I'm going to take you guys in for a little bit so I can talk. And this is a no boys allowed fort. So get out.
While you're busy organizing your fort, I'm going to play a nice rainy day song in the background, okay?
Yeah, and it's called Junopedi. Junopedi, if you didn't hear me, sorry. I'm gonna set you guys on the piano so you can hear it, and then I'll take you guys back when he's done. So, and I can organize the fort and then tell you guys about it. So, yeah.
Oh, you're setting it here?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bonnie, ah, the mouse is back. Oh. The mouse has taken up home in inside the piano somewhere, and there's poop on the keyboard. And there's green felt, like he's peeling it out of the inside of the piano somewhere for his bedding. Oh, it makes me so mad. That mouse is destroying our piano. Let's go get a trap. I'm gonna go get a trap. Write us, guys, if you know what catches a mouse. I've tried everything. My mice don't like peanut butter, cheese, cream cheese. I super glued peanuts on the thing before, too. That did work once, but never again. Write us if you have a good mice technique. Here, do you want this back, Bonnie?
Yeah. Okay. I'm done, guys. So I have an area to watch TV and read. I have an area to just read and snuggle with my pets. I have a place to do, like, art and crafts. And then I have a place to sleep. So that is my fort, and I'm still trying to arrange all of the blankets. So, yeah, I have one more thing to tell you. So, I made this slimatory. It used to be my old kitchen that my mom painted and got for me, and with all of these, like, fake kitchen things. And now it's a slimatory. I have all of my glues up on the top, my main ingredients. I have my, like, stove. I have my place where the stove and the sink is, which is, like, where the decorations and the glitter and the bowl and my menu of different slimes I can have. And then I have my squishies up here. I have two different stools and my little unicorn. And I have my picture and more slime supplies, and it's and my where I store all of my slime. It's just so cool. So yeah, it's a new thing. I set it up yesterday, and I took like an hour setting it up, and it was so fun. So yeah, I had to like move all of that stuff out and then move all of the stuff in. It was so fun, and it because it was worth it. It took very, very long, but it was worth it because I knew what was going to happen after I finished, and I stuck with it. So, yeah, it was worth it, and it was fun. So, yeah.
Let's get in this fort and enjoy this rain. Am I allowed?
Yeah, because you're my dad. But, look, this is a reading area where you can snuggle with my stuffies, watch the rain, and read. This is where you can snuggle with them and sleep. This is an extra blanket place. This is where you can watch TV and read. This is where your arts and crafts are.
All right, I'm getting in.